Welcome, everybody, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
There's going to be a bit too much background noise, so I'll mute you out in a minute. But anyone like to say hello, just yell out your name.
This is William. I'd like to say hello to everybody and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, William. Yeah.
Wilma, from Ottawa.
Happy New Year.
Wilma, Happy New Year. Zabita, Happy New Year.
Kim, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Elizabeth, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Elizabeth.
This is Jeanne, Happy New Year.
Hi, Jeanne, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone on the call as well. And so this won't be a long call because I know you've all got things to do. So we're going to have a special light transmission and blessing, so to speak, for your new year. So really, the new year begins every day for you. But this is a new beginning. It's a new beginning, and it's important to remember to keep balance in your life as far as you have to do things in the world, but your spiritual world, everything begins in the spiritual world, within, in the silence. And so it's very, very important to keep focused on that divine light. And just to remind everybody, those who are setting goals for the new year and wish for things to happen, it's very, very important to remember sometimes when things don't happen the way you want them to is because you're not plugged into the divine. You have this outrageously beautiful, generous, giving diamond light within you, the divine presence within you, and you forget about that. And the reason some people forget about it is not only because they may not practice meditation, but also because there's too much clogging around that diamond, so they can't really feel it. So the oscillation, the vibration is slower, at a slower rate. And so today is to lift up that vibration so that you can be plugged in to your divine presence and to be able to dream the impossible dream and know that life is magical and to know that you are magical in every moment and that everything is possible for you. The divine adores you, is you, wishes to live through you, wants you to have all of that clog around that diamond to be melted away so that you can be plugged into that divine presence at all times and to remember the divine at all times. Not some man in the clouds, but this beautiful omnipresent. Omnipresent means not just present within you, but present throughout the whole of the cosmos, throughout all of the divine dimensions, everywhere present. And that it is omniscient, which means it is all wisdom. Everything that's ever known will be known, is known. And you can plug into that wisdom. And of course it is omnipotent. That means all power. Any other power is pseudo power. It's pretending to be the power, but it's not. Miss Maya may pretend to be the power in your life, and that's the collective consciousness of the planet, but eternity, the divine light, the divine, is beyond all of that. And so you are beyond all of that. And so it's important to remember that and to know that when you have an idea that comes to you, you know, to write it down and take action on it and to really feel yourself one with that eternal light. And I feel that, we did the winter solstice blessing, we had everyone write down what it was that they wanted to create in their life, and I would like you to do that today as well. So I'd like you to get a pen and paper and to unplug yourself from the internet. And I don't mean those that are on the webinar, of course, you stay on the webinar, but to really, so everyone go and get a pen and paper. I don't want you typing this up. I would like you to write it down, because you're using more of your senses that way, and because today you'll be plugged in to the divine, so it'll give you more oomph, so to speak, divine power to help you realize what it is that you want to create in this life. And so while you're getting that pen and paper, just to remind you that the magic within you, this world is not real. And I know that's very, very challenging for people to understand who have not experienced the divine yet in the complete silence of meditation, when you have a completely silent mind and the wisdom comes through it, that love comes through it, and to feel how much you are loved and that you are part of that beautiful ocean of eternal light. You are part of that. And the whole idea of this life is to become free, self-realized, to be one with that and to allow the divine to use you. And what's also important to is to recapitulate your past year and to think of all the things that you did accomplish. It is very important to also feel good within yourself, to not just think, oh, I'm going to like fix the things I did wrong in this past year and fix them this year. It's not a matter of fixing anything. It's a matter of having a new beginning. The past is gone. There's nothing to fix. It's gone. It doesn't exist anymore. But there are things within yourself that, of course, you can improve. You can allow the divine through you to melt away that old you, just like you peel away an onion until you get to that beautiful green part in the middle that is like the new shoot. You are this new shoot, this new green beginning. It's always good to let go of that past. And what I mean by recapitulating this past year is to write down the things that you did that you feel good about. Not thinking about where you wasted energy or lost energy, but thinking about, first of all, you're going to write, I'm going to have music going and I'm going to be transmitting light while the music's going. And I would like you, while you're writing this, to sit up as straight as you can so that the spine is straight, so that you can feel that light, because the spine is that divine center where the Shushumna resides, the ethereal spine, and where all the chakra centers, the main ones, are placed, where that can take you into the divine dimensions, where you can tap into not just the most beautiful spiritual experiences, but allow those spiritual experiences and that high divine vibration to bring goodness into your life so that you will be resonating with God, with your true self. So let's see. I've got your pen and paper. Have you all got your pen and paper, y'all?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, very good. So what I'd like you to do while this music is going is simply to write down the things. It's not going to be long. Just write down the things. First of all, take 3 or 8 deep breaths in through the nose, slowly out through the mouth, and just center yourself. Forget about the world. Just go within to that divine light. And remember the things that you did that you felt good about within yourself. You know what they are. It could be something that you accomplished. It could be that you started meditation practice, that you thought of others more, that whatever it was that you did that you feel good about within yourself, that you were kind to someone when you didn't feel that good that day, but you were still kind to someone, some goal that may have been accomplished, anything. It's all God that you're thanking when you do this, because it's God through you that helps you rise above and do good things in the world. So we're going to begin now. Take a deep breath, listen to the music, and just write down the things that you did do that you're happy about. And we'll begin now.
Oh,
if there are more things that you want to write down, you can do that later. Because right now, this is a very important part of what's happening today. I wish for you to have your hearts open in gratitude, because you will receive more light that way. So what I'd like you to do now is you can put the pen and paper down for later. So for this next music, what you're going to do is deep within you, as sincerely as you can, you are going to think of the people. It could be animals as well. Anyone that you are grateful to, who was kind to you, who did you a service. It doesn't matter if it was just someone you met once that was nice to you at the grocery store, or who let you in line first at the post office, or a loved one, or anyone. I want you to just think of that person as if they're standing in front of you in a bright light. I want you to feel such love and gratitude to them. And you gently, just within yourself, just say, thank you, I love you. And you can bow your head as you thank them, or you can just bow, visualize that you're bowing to them. And then you just allow yourself to feel that love and gratitude to that person. And then you go on to the next person, etc. This will help you open your heart. And now we shall begin.
Thank you.
Yes, you could go all day with that one, couldn't you? Being grateful to these people, loving them, saying, I love you, thank you. Fills your heart with overflowing love. You can always do this on your own. It's just it's plugging you into it even more beautifully right now. Now what you're going to do is just listen to a sweet little song. And during this song, you're just going to feel love and gratitude to the divine for your life. We'll continue after that. So just keep in that meditative state of gratitude and love within you. And just thank you, God, for my life. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. Just thank God and feel love for the divine. And then just listen to the song.
Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one life, Eden's all place. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new.
Beautiful. Now that your hearts aren't full, they're overflowing with love of the divine and gratitude. Now you can write down your goals. I'll just give you a little suggestion that you start it with gratitude. I'm extremely humbled and grateful have this life. God, I know the divine presence is with me, and I am open and receptive to a new beginning, to a wonderful new life. And then you can just write down what you're grateful for, as if it's already happened. I'm grateful that I love to meditate now. I love to connect with my divine. I am grateful that I am fulfilling my divine purpose, even if you don't know what it is yet. I'm grateful that I'm doing work that I love and getting paid great money to do work that I love with people I love to work with. I'm grateful for my new beautiful home, or the home that you have now. I'm grateful for all my beautiful harmonious relationships and beautiful friendships. I am grateful for prosperity in my life. I am grateful for my health. You know, whatever you're grateful for, just write that down. Now, we'll take a little longer for you to do this so you can really get into your heart of gratitude. I'm grateful that I am a kinder person. Every day is brighter and brighter. Every day I am getting better and better. Every day I am becoming my perfect weight, looking good, feeling great. I am grateful that I am a kinder person. I am grateful that I listen better to people. I am grateful that I have lost attachment to the things that don't matter. Whatever you choose, add some spiritual things there, and we shall now begin. Take one deep breath. Thank you. Now, put your pen down. You can continue to write later, as long as it's with gratitude. Now you're just going to sit up straight and focus on a beautiful, just visualize a beautiful sun, a golden sun that is shining in the middle of your chest. And it's extending out 360 degrees around you. And it ends up filling the room you're in with light. Just focus on that as I send you light. And then we'll do a prayer for you after that. So just listen to the music. Focus on this beautiful sun, this divine light. Thank you. beautiful. There are no words to describe your generosity, the love, the light, the truth that you are divine. So as I speak to the divine presence within every Mystical Success Club member, every Light Transmission Academy family member, all of the people that have requested the divine light every day, and all the others that are on the call right now. Dearest God, eternal light, you are the majesty and the only power. So I give thanks that each of these souls is rising to their highest potential. And in every eternal moment in this wondrous, magical year of 2016, they are stronger, more confident, have higher purpose, have much good fortune and prosperity, wonderful divine opportunities that they recognize and take action on, health and vitality, harmony in their relationships. May they all know that they are part of the divine, and that they will make up their mind to be calm no matter what goes on in their life. Calm amidst the good, calm amidst the not so good, knowing that in every moment everything is becoming brighter and brighter in their consciousness and in their life. That they will be cheerful, that what they will recognize that cheerfulness is an attitude of the mind, and that they can use their love, their gratitude, and their willpower to find cheerfulness. To know that there is more than enough strength within them. To always know that the only power in their life is God. And that that power is their best friend, and that all things are possible through their best friend, through the divine. Let them know how loved they are, and that life is truly beautiful and magical. Go before them and prepare the way. Bring them such a brightness that in every moment they are becoming brighter in consciousness, and hence their life is becoming brighter in every area of their life. Bring everything into their experience that will bring them cheerfulness and happiness, divine purpose and inner fulfillment, and a wonder like a little child at the miracles that life has to offer and is with us in every moment. You all still with me?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, just remember this, everyone. You know, your mind may be fully occupied with certain activities you're doing, but be conscious of God within you, and that will bring you a calmness if you're receptive, open and receptive to receiving this light, no matter what's going on. Then you are in right action, true right action. And be cheerful. Cheerfulness is such a blessing for people when you're out in the world. It's a blessing to your soul. You know, people are conditioned by outside factors when their conditioning can be changed in an instant through the divine light. You know, it's just rewiring. That's all. Plugging yourself into, you know, a light when it's plugged in doesn't say, oh, I hope I'm bright enough, I hope I'm a light, you know, I hope this electricity works. No, you just turn it on. So you don't have to worry. Don't worry so much, everyone. Plug yourself in. And for those that haven't experienced daily light transmissions, I highly recommend you do it this month. you can just go to requestdivinelight.com, requestdivinelight.com, and experience that for yourself for this month, this special that we're doing, and just be cheerful, be grateful. Isn't it, wasn't it beautiful when you got to sit there and be grateful and tell them how much you love them and grateful for the people in your life? I think, you know, it may have been a person you just met for a moment. Wasn't that a beautiful experience?
Yes.
Yes.
And that, yeah, it's love. And whenever you feel that you need a boost, be grateful. Just close your eyes and see that brightness and feel those people that you love and that you're grateful to and let them know. Don't be surprised if they try to call you. Because they'll feel that love. They'll feel that gratitude. And you can do that with people that have left the body. That blesses them. It helps them. Helps their soul to be reborn into a good life. To just see them as a light in front of you and just say, look, I'm so grateful that you were in this world and I love you. And just thank God that that person is brought into a happy circumstance, no matter where they're reborn or no matter what's going on with them. Thank the Buddhas. Thank the saints. Thank your own divine presence. It's your best friend. I love you all so very, very much. And thank you yourself, your soul, for allowing yourself to put this into your new year. A lot of people didn't make it today but on the call, but you did. And for those who didn't, who listened to it later, God bless you. It's all that, it's all an eternal moment. It's all good. It's all God. So let's finish with a little bit of magic. Remember, life is magical. You are magical. All things are possible. And just have such a wonderful new year in every way. I wish you prayers of the highest good fortune and happiness in your life. God bless you all greatly. Thank you.
Thank you.
again, Happy New Year!